Don't know if you were hearing this earlier, but Arsene Wenger was talking about how he won't be rushed into signings this summer yet. Man United have already signed Memphis Depay. Do you think that Arsenal fans would be not worried about that because he's still got games to go? But you know, when you just sort of think, he's saying, we'll bide our time. Well, what if everybody else comes and gets the players that Arsenal want?
I wonder who they are after this this summer. Everyone says they need another goalkeeper, they need some more defenders, they need a holding midfielder. I'm sure they'll find them eventually. They are, of course, willing now to flash the cash. We saw them sign Ozil a couple of transfer windows ago and Alexis Sanchez last summer. And I know Ozil gets a lot of criticism. I think he's been a fairly decent signing overall for Arsenal. The problem they have, and the problem Manchester United and Liverpool and so on and so forth have, they haven't got the spending power of Chelsea and Man City, who are just willing to throw money away. So it's always going to be difficult for them, especially as they are probably the most business-like club in the top five or six. Probably that's a bit unfair on Spurs because they run fairly well as well. How they can ever win the title again without Chelsea and Man City losing all their money or financial fair play kicking in. But I'm sure if clubs wanted to, they could find a way around that.
Well, Arsenal play on Monday night. They're the final game of the Premier League weekend against Swansea. Can you see anything other than a home victory for Arsenal in that one? Because Swansea, they're eighth. They've done very well this season.
Yeah, I thought they'd struggle this season with their new manager going up, but they've done quite well. I think Arsenal's home form's been superb throughout the season. You'd expect for a team in third in the table. Chances are they will still be third after the weekend because Man City taking on QPR, who are pretty much down now, although it's good to see they're putting faith in Chris Ramsey to try and get them back up next season. There's going to be a lot of overhaul there over the summer, especially going down into the Championship. But yeah, I think Arsenal, you can see that being a kind of 2-0, 3-1 kind of scoreline. Should be an entertaining game, at least two teams who like to play football. So it should be a good Monday night game. I think better than Hull-Arsenal anyway this week.
What about Hull, as you mentioned them? They play Burnley this week. If they beat Burnley, they relegate them. There's also then, I think, if they win, that QPR go. Or certainly we're at that time of the season where those sort of connotations go. So how do you see that Hull game going? Do you think it's going to be a very tense affair, or do you think Hull can just take control of that one?
I think it'll be tense, but I think Hull will just about nick it in the end. It wouldn't surprise me if it was a draw. I think Burnley, I don't, obviously they won't be happy with being relegated. Sean Dyche seems to have done a fairly good job. No one's saying he should get sacked because they finished exactly where you'd expect them to finish. They'll get a very nice bumper payout for being relegated and be able to dust themselves off and start all over again in the Championship next season. You'd have more faith in Burnley coming straight back up than QPR, say, or whoever occupies that third spot. But Hull, you would think after this weekend, would have a nice gap between themselves and at least the bottom two.
Well, Nigel Pearson is manager who's managed to get his side, Leicester City, out of that relegation zone. Manager of the month, I think I saw. They are a point and a place below Newcastle, who themselves, terrible form at the moment. John Carver, there's all kinds of stuff going on there. Newcastle play West Brom. How do you see that one going?
Oh, West Brom are just starting to pick up, haven't they? They had that run of defeats, but two wins and a draw in the last three for Tony Pulis's men. And Newcastle, you just can't see where it's going to end. It's just endless nonsense coming out of the club. John Carver saying he's the best coach in the Premier League, which obviously is complete and utter rubbish.
West Brom, is he lining himself up for the next role, do you suspect?
I've no idea what he's trying to do there, if it's some kind of kid psychology, but it's not working on anyone. West Brom, you think on 40 points now they are safe, 7 points above the relegation zone, and nothing really for them to lose going into this game. But you just can't see Newcastle winning at the moment. And a part of me, apologies Newcastle fans, would think it'd be hilarious if they were relegated, especially when, you know, everything started off okay and then the fans, they, you know, they all parred you out. They got what they wanted.
Well, yeah, but they certainly didn't want Championship football next season. Now, Richard, for now, thank you very much. The complete Premier League weekend sees it start with Everton against Sunderland tomorrow, then Villa, West Ham, Hull City play Burnley, Leicester against Southampton, Newcastle host West Brom, Spurs travel to Stoke, Man United head to Crystal Palace at the 5:30 kickoff. Then on Sunday, Man City host QPR, Liverpool travel to Stamford Bridge to play Chelsea at 4 o'clock, and as we mentioned, Monday night, the 8 o'clock kickoff, Arsenal host Swansea City.